This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This isn't a shocker. Anybody who listens to the show, I'm not really a big fan of Donald Trump, the human being, or many of his policies. This second term has turned out to be what he told you it was going to be. It's about bullying. It's about revenge. It's about vengeance. It's not like I'm against all of his policies. That's far from that. But the human being is pretty much clear that he's been a bully every aspect of his life. However, the ghoulish excitement about a health issue involving Donald Trump is embarrassing. It's shameful. Do I expect him to tell us the truth in any way about his health? Hell no. Who was the guy in the first time he ran who looked like the college professor who had been partying way too long and claimed to be Trump's doctor? Trump claimed to be the doctor, and it was like he's in the greatest shape ever. And then the guy would later admit that Trump wrote the entire report. Right? He paid him or something like that. And then we got Ronnie Jackson, who read about Ronnie Jackson and the Obama administration and flights and that man's credibility. Didn't he say something like Trump could live until he's 200? I've never met somebody in better shape than Trump.
I believe it.
All that.
Then Harold Bornstein?
Harold
was the doctor?
Bornstein, yes, yeah. That's right. Like kind of wild looking, right?
Yeah, got the long hair.
Long hair, yeah. Go, Harold. Then we had, was it about a year ago or when was it when he came out? He was 6'3", 250. 6'3", 215. He's closer to my height, and he's closer to, I don't know, 250? I don't know. His energy, almost all the time, I never question it. How he's using the energy, I question pretty much every time. And so now we've had this strange bruise on his right hand for a while, right? And it seems like they've been sometimes covering it up, sometimes not covering up. It appears he may have been wearing a catheter for a while. The right leg is dragging a little bit. He's 79. Guess what? When you're 70... I think what percentage of people would like to be in the same health as Donald Trump, from what we know, okay, from what we know about Donald Trump at 79 right now? I got a guy who wouldn't take it. That's a man who's still my father, who's not with us anymore. He was in better shape. He's a rarity. Trump at 79 is in better shape, seemingly, from energy and pace than what percentage would you say?
82%.
Yeah, I might even go higher. But they're not ever going to tell us the truth about this guy and his health. Ever.
If it's bad news.
No. And even if it's true, I just don't know how much is going to be true. You know, you read some of the accounts, the 20 election, when he developed COVID, maybe even right here at Marty Davis's party, mm-hmm. where he was extraordinarily sick, like scarily sick as the president of the United States.
Are you saying a president's staff would hide the shortcomings of a president's health in any way, Chad?
Yeah. You're stepping on the touchdown call because I'm going to go to the last guy, and they were lying to us too.
They still are.
They're still lying to us. I mean, who knows when Biden really... I use this example often. I've used it in a while, but when Obama, who had gave the tip of the cap to Clinton over Biden, and then Clinton loses, and now we got a kiss up to Joe, and so it's one of the last days of Obama's presidency, and they invite people behind the scenes who know Biden. He doesn't know. He thinks he's just coming in to nod and whatever, and he awards Joe the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to what we're going to hear today with Rudy Giuliani.
Very similar.
Very similar. You watch that Joe Biden, and then you see Joe Biden in 2020 when he's running, and they're slip. But then you see it from 21, 22, 23, 24. He's just not the same person.
No.
And it's sad. It's sad because age gets to people in different ways. And while I disagree massively with Donald Trump, the person, and many of his policies, I don't want a single thing to happen to his health. I wish he wasn't the president of the United States, but I'm not wishing death upon him. And I get some parts of Twitter are the worst. Some of it is the best. Some of it's funny. Some of it's informative. But if you're a public official and you are legitimately having fun or hopeful in some way of the serious, not joking, health demise of the president of the United States, what the hell is wrong with you? I'm no fan of the guy. I mean, I think he demonstrates himself to be just an awful person on a regular basis, the way he treats people, the demeaning he does. But among the fraudulence about this, Dave, is some of the folks who found the way to joke about it, they were the same ones who either in the media, the new media, or politics, who when you'd ask them about Biden, you know what they'd say? Seems fine to me. Didn't see a problem. Just was with him.
You should see him in those meetings.
You should see him. He's amazing.
He's unbelievable.
He's like Einstein. So Donald Trump's having an announcement soon. If he announces he's stepping down as president, I'd be like, thank you. If he announces he has some illness, that's awful. I wish ill health on murderers, disgusting people. Not a guy who I never would vote for. Not a guy who I think treats people solely how they treat him. That's it. He wakes up every day. How is today going to benefit me? That's what Donald Trump thinks every day. But if you're gleeful about health, or this was your thing this week to come up with, they've shut down Walter Reed, get out of here. Now, it's embarrassing, and I don't know if it's going to end going forward. Because nobody can tell us we knew what we should have known about Biden. No one can honestly say. They can say it. They're not right. They're just not telling the truth. And if something is going on with Donald Trump, come on. We'll never know. Outside of another doctor, Dr. Harold Bornstein, or his new assistant, he's greater than ever. He's in the best shape. And what do you want to say about the folks who just were basically hopeful that there was going to be a death announcement?
Yeah, well, we should be better than that, but sadly we're not.
No.
And, I mean, can you imagine what social media is going to be like the day that Trump, Biden, Obama, W, when one of them passes? I mean, get off social media for a week because it's just going to be disgusting.
Or, okay, let's say Trump did announce in his press conference that he has some notable health condition. Where we're at now, the number of people who would say, I'm going to step aside from our political differences and I'm going to wish the president the best, where that would have been McCain, Obama, Romney, Obama, Kerry, Bush to now, we can't even see that country anymore. Can we?
Not really. There'd be some politicians, some Democrats, certainly that would do it publicly, that would put the message out publicly and probably be saying very different things privately.
Yep.
Or now that that message is done, I'm done with that and I can move on to seeing what I can do to use the president's failing health, whatever the condition could be if it were to be announced,
yep,
to further my party's agenda.
So now let's have a little fun with another part of the story, because I'm not having any fun with his health. I'm just not. We're not doing that here. Over the weekend at the White House, there's cameras perpetually in the White House, Dave. All of a sudden, a bag was thrown out of a second floor window.
Mm.
Just second floor window, a bag of some sort was thrown out of the window. What is their explanation for this, the White House's explanation?
The White House today said that there was a contractor doing some work at the White House while the president is away, and for whatever reason, the contractor had that bag and threw the bag out the window. Because that's what contractors do when they're at the White House, Chad. They open windows and throw things out onto the White House lawn.
So there's 0% chance that's the truth.
I'm not buying that one.
There's 0% chance that's possible. So, wrong answers only. And by the way, if you want to react to what I said before and what you said before about Trump and his health, go ahead. 651-461-9226. Keep them coming because there's plenty coming. We'll read some. What was thrown out of the White House? Wrong answers only. Because it wasn't a contractor saying, hey, the garbage is full. I know what I'll do. I'll just open a window, which you're not allowed to do at the White House.
No.
And then what I'll do is I'll just chuck it out the window, and then I'll get it as I'm leaving.
That's fine. Just an extra bag of nails he didn't need.
That's what happens, in one of our houses. That doesn't happen at the White House.
No, I don't throw things out my windows either.
Does not
just
happen.
Take the screen off and chuck this thing out there.
Yeah, exactly. Wrong answers only. What was, and it's a good word, chucked. What was chucked out the window at the White House? 651-461-9226. I'm going to talk about my friend Amber Scholl. Amber Scholl runs an office here in the metro area. She is with American Family. This office first opened decades ago. Different people have run it. It's running better now than ever with Amber Scholl and her team. Amber worked with my friend Lyndon Reber for a long time. Lyndon stepped away. Amber's in charge the last few years, and the information available to you is a must check. I'm talking about your home insurance and your car insurance, homeowners association issues, anything tied to that general area. Maybe you're confident you have the best deal available to you with a car and a home. Maybe it's just you on your own. Maybe it's you and a bigger family. I'll tell you what you should do. Go to teamscholl.com. That's S-C-H-O-L-L.com. And reach out to Amber and a team member. Because not just Amber. She's got a big team there. They're going to get back to you right away. They'll get your numbers. They'll run it against their American Family numbers. And they might say, guess what? Can't beat where you're at. Or they might say, hey, if you do these four things, we can lower your rates and you are set. And it's worth your time. There's no downside to it to feel better about your insurance or to switch and get even better insurance. TeamShoal.com with American Family, the way to go.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, so this weekend, when the president was mysterious in his absence, at one point they did, it's strange that they would tweet out, like a round he had with John Gruden that he'd had weeks before. I don't know if they were having fun with it, Dave. I don't know if somebody lousy at acting like the president was still playing golf, which just forgot that it was already out there that he had already played golf with Gruden, although I saw one person where at one point Trump's walking out of, I don't know if it was Bedminster, the White House, and at one point his mouth was open. The person's like, his mouth's agape. Okay. At one point during the picture, his mouth happened to be open.
It's pretty much bad sign.
It's pretty much all of us at some point during the day, right?
Not me. I keep it shut.
You keep it tight. You're an excellent nose breather.
Mm-hmm.
Very good nose breather, Dave Harrigan. But at some point this weekend, a black bag was thrown out of the White House. Wrong answers only. What was in the bag? 651-461-9226. Couple callers, plenty of text. Kevin is called in. Kevin, you're on CCO.
It was 8-millimeter surveillance of the Teamsters dropping off Marilyn Monroe at the White House.
Marilyn Monroe. Sure. Thank you. Is it possible Marilyn is still Marilyn, Jimmy? You know, he's a big conspiracy guy, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, has he solved any of those conspiracies with us? Remember, he would give us all the information.
Well, we're working on them.
Are we still working on those?
It's kind of like Dominion, all right? We have all the information. Once we get it out there,
mm-hmm.
everything's going to be coming to light. Just wait.
How long do we wait?
Just keep waiting.
Third term?
Just keep waiting.
You with me on a third term yet?
Nope.
You're not with me. You will be. Steve, you're on CCO.
Yeah, I say the maids threw out a bag of used Depends.
Used Depends. Thank you. We're getting a number of the Depends. That is a number of people who have been around the president have suggested the odor about him is not pleasant.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
Do we think it's Depends, or is he on the Trump cologne? Maybe it's a very old bottle that's gone rancid?
Ugh. How long ago did we have the Trump cologne?
Good question.
Doubt it really lasted. What's the most obvious one that has been in the black bag, that was in the black bag, that people are suggesting in the black bag that was thrown out of the White House?
Well, it depends if they're suggesting it as a righty or a
depends,
lefty.
Depends. Yeah, that's on there a lot, too. Yeah. That's probably number two. Lefties.
What are the lefties suggesting?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Epstein files.
Oh, that makes sense.
The Epstein files. All the money Doge saved us.
That's funny.
Think about that. Think about Doge. You know, Doge was going to save everything. And so much of it just completely, totally fell apart. A lot of lot of diaper talk here. Milani was seen climbing down. She tossed her cosmetic bag out. So that was Melania, Dave. She already was out, and maybe an assistant was throwing the cosmetic bag out.
Very possible.
When's the last time we saw Melania?
Well, I can't remember.
I honestly don't remember.
It's been a while.
The last time she threatened to sue somebody in the last couple weeks about something. But, yeah, you...
And Zelensky brought her a gift.
But right? We didn't see
her gift,
for
the
that.
Gift was for her, not Don. He had to make that very clear. But she was not there to accept it.
How's that ceasefire agreement working with Russia?
Just stay
and
tuned.
Ukraine.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Putin's nearly on board. I can feel it.
Man.
As the bombs are dropping.
What a complete waste that summit was. Complete waste and failure. Can you imagine if that was Biden? What Trump would be saying about that? I mean...
Yeah.
Complete failure.
Yes.
Complete.
Bring Putin to Alaska. Fly out and meet him.
Yeah.
Bring everybody to the White House.
Right. And Putin right now is putting the... Putin and Xi are putting the gang back together in Beijing right now. We got Kim Jong-un there. We got the leader of Iran there. We had the leader of India there. Not exactly pals of ours, but it still can't be real good that we're... seeing them all position against us. And Donald Trump, who said he could solve the Russia-Ukraine conflict in a day, snap of his fingers, it's worse than ever.
Yeah.
And again, is he ever going to stand up to Vladimir Putin? Just tell me, is he ever going to stand up to him? Because so far the answer is zero. Hunter Biden's laptop. Sure. They found maybe some extra cocaine, too.
I was waiting for that one.
Yeah, we got that one. Melania threw out Trump's female contact info. Bag full of Tim Walz's hopes and dreams. The office suggestion box. Bill Clinton's cigar box.
Ugh.
The Constitution is also on the list. It's 31 past 1. Elaine wants to chime in. Elaine, thanks for listening. You're on CCO.
Hi. I think that black bag was RFK Jr.'s medical bag.
Oof. God knows what's in there. Elaine, would you want to touch anything that RFK Jr. is taking right now?
Only if it's a one-way ticket around to somewhere far away. I'd hand it to him.
Yes. Thank you, Elaine. That man is dangerous, RFK Jr. This seems dangerous to me. Meds... Young kids, ADHD, when we tell you the data, I think you'll have a reaction. Are you with me? You with Dave? What do you want to say about it? We'll tell you in moments on CCO.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.